Okay, so take two. So we're continuing in the Chazon Ish in Emunah Bitachon, page 29, Sif Ches. She was started as a Schos Vila Nishma Sotei Chava Chaim Elazman Shibshanaya and David's father, Yaakov Yitzchak Chaim Menachem and Zion, a Schos for Fur Shleimav Chaim Vibbe Menorachol Chanaleh Bashen Rachol, and a Schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So today's going to get into this contrast between what he calls Dimyon and what he calls Seichel. And I will be honest with you, it's a little bit difficult to fully understand what he means, what the contrast is, but I'll try my best to explain it. So he says like this: Inyan hadimyon hu koyach netzal min haseichel. He says that a dimyon, a person's imagination, is completely separate from a person's seichel. Vehu shetchi, it's completely superficial, built inuyi without any logic to it. It doesn't have it's non-analytical. And it serves, its purpose is to entice a person, and to suppress his mind, so that it should not try to override the imagination. And his seichel, on the other hand, is constantly fighting with his imagination. So let's give real-world examples to this, which I'm sure he'll get into, but let's just give basic examples so we understand what he's talking about. Okay, we are walking around and we imagine that somebody insulted us. Now, the Seichel will say, "What do you mean? He didn't mean to insult you. He's always been a nice guy to you. He doesn't hate you, has nothing against you." But the Dimyon and the imagination starts to build this whole backstory, and you get into your head and you come up with this whole concocted reason. This is what he did. He meant to insult me, and this is the reason why. And you get inside your own head. And so you have this battle between the Seichel and the Dimyon of exactly what happened. I'll give you another example. You have an argument with your wife, and you start to think about how everyone else has it great, and everyone else's marriages are great, and you're the only one, and for whatever reason, you married this chucha, and then you're stuck. So that is Dimyon. Dimyon is telling you that everyone else, you're imagining everyone else has a great marriage. Seichel pushes back and Seichel says, "What do you think? You're the only person with marital problems? Why do you think there are thousands of marriage jokes out there? Because everyone deals with the same garbage in every single marriage." Elamai, again, you have this internal conflict between Seichel and Dimyon. The Dimyon is coming from a non-logical perspective and is trying to create, whether it's a fantasy or whether it's a whole backstory, but it's something that's completely made up to try to pull you in one direction and in correct or inappropriate direction. And then you have the seichel that's pushing back and trying to sort of keep you on the proper path. The He says, if I stop and I tell you intellectually, can you rely on your dimyon? Say a person has a taiva. Okay, I'll give you an easy one. A person has a taiva for a certain woman. And in his mind, he likes the way this woman looks. He thinks that she's going to make a perfect wife for him. And even before he starts dating, he already decided that this is the perfect girl. So the Seichel will push back and say, "Hold on, you haven't gone out with her. You don't even know her personality. You don't know what she's like." But the Dimyon says, "Well, she's beautiful, and therefore I'm creating this whole fantasy world where everything is going to be perfect and we're going to live happily ever after." So he says, the Seichel is always pushing back. And the Seichel is going to say, "The Dimyon, the imagination that you're coming up with, what's it based on? It's completely baseless." And yet, nevertheless, our dimyon many times takes over. We give in to those thoughts. We are convinced that our friend is angry at us. We're convinced that other people have it better in their lives. He says, at times when it overwhelms a person, he says, and sometimes we're in a situation where we really are, it's very hard to see the truth, and we get totally swayed by our dimyon. Says, things that happen in the world are important. Teach a wise person on his life, so a journey through life. And he'll base his wisdom on things from the past. But because a person loves to innovate certain ideas, and to present them to the masses, told us, he says, many false things have accumulated in the history books. So he says like this, basically, normally a person should be able to form a opinion on the past just by reading a history book. Read a history book and you'll understand what happened. The problem is that the books themselves are unreliable. Why? Because the people who wrote the books all had agendas. Whether they intended it or not, everyone has a point of view. Everyone has an agenda. Everyone has a bias, whether they realize it or not. And so people, and not only that, he says, but then you have people that do recognize their bias. In what way? They want people to read their book. So they got to embellish. They got to make it a little bit more inciting. That's why whenever you see a movie, it always says based on a true story. Why don't they actually tell the story the way it was? Because if they don't embellish it, no one's going to go and watch the movie or no one's going to read the book. So it's the same idea. You have people that will embellish, people that will make it more inciting because they want people to read it. So if you're going to simply take the books at face value, you're not getting a proper sense of the past. Rather, you have to do your own research. And by the way, I heard this said about news as well. If you get all your news source from either a Politico or from Fox News, you're getting only one side of the story. You want to know the truth? You got to sort of see both. And the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. That's why you're better off. And Yaakov Wolgenstein could probably tell us the sites that we should be going to that give you the left, the right, the center. One of them is Ground News, I think, Yaakov, right? You heard of that? No. So whatever, but you're not getting the whole picture. Whoever you're going to, whether they're on the left or the right, they're biased and they're giving you only their side of it. Because a person, I'm sorry. So keep in Adam ain't sunny as a cause of a tivai. He says it's not that he says because a person naturally isn't disgusted by sheker. Many people love it and mishnashim by and they like to engage in it from time to time. So he says a wise person has to sort of sift through the facts to be able to determine what is true and what is not. Okay, and now the next, we're going to stop here, but basically the next time he's going to get into how dimyon is an obstacle when a person is looking for the truth.